To host of your favorite podcast, I'm Harvey.
And I'm Carice.
And we have a wonderful invitation just for you.
Join us September 29th to October 6th, 2024.
We are going to Brazil, baby, and you have to come with us.
Because we're doing all three important parts of Brazil. We're going to be hitting the cities of Rio. We're going to definitely explore the rainforest in Paraty. And we will enjoy some sun and sand in Ilha Grande.
So come eat and drink with us. But we only have four spots left. There's a link in the episode notes. Click that link and join us for a great time in the great state of Brazil.
And now, enjoy the show.
You are listening to the Love is Black podcast. For season 5, we are diving into the great Black love story between Vibe and Brandon. Every week, a different chapter will chronicle this love story. This week, Brandon. Chapter 20, Brandon. Growing up in America, Brandon knew of the inequities of life. Every Black man learns how he is perceived at some point in his life. Sometimes it is seeing that white woman clutch her bag when he walks by, possibly the sound of a car locking or a group of people crossing the street to avoid you. Black men quickly find out that they always fit the description. Brandon was in a car with his father when his eyes were opened. It's a night he would never forget. As a child, Brandon loved spending time with his father. No matter what he was doing, Phineas was by his father's side. He watched his father mow the lawn, fix the sprinkler, talk with neighbors, even make dinner. They were inseparable. While his father enjoyed having his son around, like any person, he enjoyed occasional moments of solitude. So when Mama Jones needed parsley, she sent her husband. Before he could make it out the door, young Phineas had his shoes on, ready to go. "Son, you can stay with Mom. This trip will take 5 minutes," Dad said. "But I want to go with you, Dad. I have my sneakers on. I'm ready," Phineas pleaded. "Can you stay this time, son? It will be easier for me to just run in and out. I'll come back and we can hang out," Dad said hopefully. "I'll be fast like you, Daddy. I won't hold you up. I'm a big boy," Phineas said, running to the door. Dad gave Mom a knowing smile. "Okay, let's go, Mr. Jones," Dad said reluctantly. "Yay! I'm ready to go, Dad," Phineas said. "Did you tie your sneakers, son?" Dad asked. "I forgot. I will do it now. I'm ready to go, Daddy," young Phineas exclaimed. 5 minutes later, the bunny ears are finally tied and the Jones men hit the streets. Phineas tried to sit up front. As usual, his father sends him to the back seat and reminds him to buckle in. They made it to the market, and after saying no to all the candy in the fast lane, Dad bought the parsley and they left. The ride home would take much longer. The road back was dark and foggy. Dad Jones was eager to get off the street and back home, so he was driving a little too fast. He did not notice the police officer hiding on the side of the road. As soon as Mr. Jones drove by, the officer hit the lights and was in pursuit. Dad saw the lights, looked at his speed, and uttered an expletive his son had never heard. He pulled over and waited. "Son, there is nothing to be worried about. I was just going a little fast. Stay calm and quiet. Understand?" Daddy Jones said to his son. "Okay, Daddy. I won't say a word," Phineas said. If you ask Phineas what happened next, he would tell you he only remembers one thing: the look on his father's face when he got back in the car. He was young, but he understood that his father had been through something profound. His usually smiling face was shrouded in fear, his eyes red and his cheeks moist. He sat in his seat and took a minute to compose himself. "Are you okay, son?" Dad asked. "Yes, Daddy. Are you okay? What did the officer want?" Phineas asked innocently. He just needed to talk to me outside the car. I'm fine. Let's get home. Mom will be worried, Daddy said with a shaken voice. They drove home in silence. Phineas walked in and handed the parsley to his mother. Daddy walked into the kitchen. As soon as Mommy saw him, she sent Phineas to his room. He walked but stopped and turned to see his father sink to his knees and cry. Mom was on the ground with him, holding him, rubbing his back, and saying words Phineas could not hear. He had never seen his father like this, and it scared him. Phineas started to come back and hug his father, but Mom sent him away. The first time Phineas was stopped by the police for being black in a nice car, he remembered this moment. He wished he and his father could have talked about this shared experience before he died, but his father was not the talkative type. Phineas would have said that was the moment his communications degree was moved. He decided to become an attorney and help the people law enforcement abused. Brandon graduated first in class at law school, passed the bar on the first try in two states. Unbeknownst to Vibe, Brandon learned that there was no reciprocity between Maryland and Washington State. So he went to Seattle and passed the bar there too. Just to be safe, he told himself. He didn't become an attorney for the money. He wanted to help people. So when his law firm had a problem with his pro bono work, they didn't just make a business decision. The partners could claim they did not like the negative press, but Brandon knew the truth. Any opportunity for this law firm to make real change for the BIPOC community of Baltimore was done. Brandon walked out of the building and had no intention of going back. Brandon thought about heading back to Brooklyn, but he had a better idea. He needed to see the one woman who was truly his peace. He was off to surprise Vibe. He messaged Steven and waited for a response. It didn't take long. I'm going to work. What you doing? Steven responded. I just bought a one-way ticket to Seattle. I need a tour guide. You know anybody? Brandon typed giddily. You coming here? Why not wait till Vibe comes back? Steven asked. I like surprises. Don't you? Truthfully, I want to surprise her when she comes back from Miami. And maybe we can hang out. Maybe we can get to know each other. You down? Brandon proposed. You are speaking my language. When do you land? I'll come pick you up, Steven answered. Give me your number. I'll send you my flight information. I land at 6 p.m. your time tomorrow. How far is the Four Seasons from SeaTac? Brandon asked. You staying at the Four Seasons? You fancy, huh? 20-30 minutes of traffic. I will come through after work. Steven responded and gave Brandon his number. Sounds good. Our girl leaves Tuesday night too, right? This is perfect. Let me get home and pack. I'll see you tomorrow, Brandon responded. See you tomorrow, Phineas, Steven typed. You got jokes, Brandon responded. The law firm sent him on the hiatus, so they were fitting the bill. First class all the way. If they were going to get rid of him, he was going to enjoy himself. The flight was long, but the service was exquisite. Brandon was the first to exit the plane and his luggage waiting for him. He landed a few minutes early, so he texted Steven to let him know. Steven responded that he was about to leave. He would be there in 15 minutes. 45 minutes later, he showed up. Seemed just about right. Brandon put his luggage in the trunk and got in the back seat. Steven laughed. My name is Steven and I'm your driver. Where to, sir? Steven laughed. Nice to meet you. Take me to the Four Seasons and step on it. Brandon responded in kind. Thanks for picking me up. I am starving. What you got to eat out here? We got everything. What you in the mood for? Steven said. Here is what I'm trying to do. Drop off my bags at the hotel, take a shower, and eat a great steak. My firm sent me away because of this Page Six article. So for the next few days, I am enjoying myself. Tonight, it's on me. What's the best steakhouse out here, Brandon flexed. Just to be clear, am I included in the festivities? Steven asked. Any friend of Vibe is a friend of mine. Tonight, I got you, Brandon responded, clearing up any confusion. Now, that's what I'm talking about. We going to the Capitol Grill, baby, Steven said excitedly. The rest of the ride was small talk about Seattle. Steven knew quite a bit about this city. The most interesting fact of Brandon was the city's original name. Settlers first named the city after New York. They soon changed the name to Seattle after the local Indian chief self and moved it to its present location on the deep waters of Elliott Bay. Brandon thanked Steven for the ride once they arrived at the Four Seasons. No problem, my man. How much time do you need to get ready? Steven asks. Give me 45 minutes. I'll meet you at the hotel. I'll meet you at the restaurant. I'll Uber there. You should do the same, Brandon announced. I'll reimburse you. Sounds good to me. See you soon, Steven replied. Brandon made it to his room. He took a minute to appreciate the view, then got ready. The shower was huge. He wished he had someone to share it with. All in due time, he thought to himself. He was out the door in 40 minutes with his ride-sharing vehicle on the way. The drive to dinner was quick. Brandon arrived a few minutes before Steven. They were seated in no time and got the drink menu immediately. Brandon was interested in Steven's choice of spirit. You can tell a lot about a man by what he drinks. What are we drinking, Stevie? Brandon asked. I'm a vodka man, so the Stoli Doli is a must. And unless a dark-skinned black man with braids and sunglasses walked in here, nobody here is Stevie. Please stick to Steven. Miss Jackson, if you're nasty, Steven replied. My bad, Steven, Brandon said apologetically. No worries, fam. What you drinking? Steven responded. I am a Scotch man. I'm hoping they have the Glendronach Revival. Age 15 years, Brandon answered confidently. If not, Nat the Lagavulin 16 year. We fancy, huh? Steven said jokingly. I'm not good at segue, so I won't try. It is safe to say that we, too, have been the most important men in Vibe's life, besides her father, and even that is an issue right now. I want to know about you, and I know you want to know about me. Let's just be men about it and ask the hard questions. I have nothing to hide. You first, Brandon announced. That was a terrible segue, but I appreciate someone who gets to the point. I only have one question. Are you here to break my girl's heart again? Steven asked defiantly. Well, that's a loaded question. I did not break her heart, Brandon said, then was interrupted by the waitstaff. The men ordered their drinks and appetizers. She actually was the heartbreaker. She walked away from what could have been an amazing life. But to answer your question, no. I think I'm trying to repair mine. I will admit there are two sides to every story, so I know you would have your own perspective. I appreciate your honesty. Ask away, sir, Steven exclaimed. How come you two aren't together? You two clearly care for each other. Why hasn't this relationship progressed? Brandon asked. It is not for a lack of trying on my part, at least in the early stages of our relationship. Vibe is gorgeous. Of course I was interested. That ship sailed quickly after we became friends. Any romantic feelings were replaced by sibling-like ones. We've been the best of friends ever since. Because I care for my girl so much, I am very protective of her and her heart. She was in a good place before she saw you in Brooklyn. Now her life is in chaos, and I will do anything to protect her, Stephen stated. Ditto, Stephen. I'm glad she has a friend like you in her life. I only have the best of intentions. I saw how you protected her in Los Angeles. Thank you for having her back, Brandon responded. Always. You have any more questions? Steven asked. Nah, I'm good. Let's eat, Brandon answered. The rest of the night was two men connected through a common bond. Their vibe was cemented that evening. After enjoying a meal, they said their goodbyes, but not before hatching the master plan. Vi would be back after the concert, expecting Steven to pick her up at the airport, only to be surprised by Brandon. Brandon kept in touch with Vi while she was in Miami, not letting on his location. He hoped she had the time of her life, but he knew the queen. He was prepared to be her solace when she was inevitably disappointed. He did not do much sightseeing without Vi. He wanted to see her Seattle, so he decided to wait. Friday morning, Brandon was excited and nervous at the same time. There was a break in that feeling when his assistant called him with a status report. The partners were trying to weasel out of the pro bono cases. Those clients were prepared by Brandon himself, so they stood firm. Brandon had breakfast, showered, and prepared to meet her at the airport. Steven gave him all of Vibe's flight info, so he was ready. The valets had the gray BMW X5 he rented at the entrance. He went to a nearby coffee house and got her favorite drink. She was always thirsty after a flight, and he was off. Just as Brandon arrived, she called, and he answered. Vibe wanted to let him know she landed safely and was ready to tell him all about the concert. She seemed happy, tired after the flight, but he could tell something was off. If the queen had done something to ruin Vibe's experience, he was done with her. "I can't wait to hear all about it," Brandon replied. "Can we do a video chat when I get home?" Vibe asked. "How about I do one better? I hear you need a ride home. I'm here in the gray BMW X5. The silence was deafening. Was she happy to see him, or was this surprise a bad idea? If she hated it, he planned on blaming Steven.
Thanks for listening to the Love is Black podcast.
Please help support the podcast by subscribing and leaving a review.
And connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at Love is Black Podcast.
See you next week.